Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of James chapter 1, we were talking about Christians that are secure in God, having the single-mindedness to endure when trials come their way. Let's continue with that today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. The Bible stands like a mountain towering far above the works of man. Its truth by none was refuted, and destroy it they never can.
The Christian who is secure in Christ's love, knowing that he loves God and that God loves him, will not fall apart when God permits trials to come. You see, there is no double-mindedness. He knows that God has provided a way to endure it. He is upheld by the love he knows God has for him and the love that he has for God. That love is continuous. Aren't we reminded of those people in Hebrews chapter 11 that we call the Hall of Faith? In verses 13 through 16 of Hebrews chapter 11, we read this: "These all died in faith, having not received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth." Now, a lot of times we say, well, I'm enduring the trial, and we're expecting some kind of a great blessing right now. We're just expecting things to go great, and all of a sudden a big turnaround, and things are hunky-dory. But these people did not see those things. They suffered. Many of them were put to death. And they never got to enter what you might say, these blessed promises. But they were persuaded of them. In other words, they could see them afar off. They could see into eternity. They had an abiding belief in eternity. I think of Abraham and Lot. Both are saved men, according to the Word of God. Abraham endured. Lot enjoyed the pleasures of sin. He went to Sodom, and he had all the fun. And yet he was religious, because the Bible says that he vexed his righteous soul every day with the sins of Sodom. In other words, Lot had the philosophy of, well, look, flesh is flesh, spirit is spirit. We have liberty to do these things of the flesh. And so, in his liberty to do the things of the flesh, Lot is a man who is saved so as by fire. Abraham is persuaded of the promises afar off, and he stays faithful. Now, those two men have been dead and gone for over 3,000 years. Now, my friend, whose life would you want to be? Whose spirit would you want to be for the last 3,000 years? Now, they're both with the Lord, according to the Bible. They're both, Lot and Abraham, are with the Lord. But my friend, I think I would prefer Abraham's rewards and his position and standing in heaven. I'd prefer that to Lot's. And he's been enjoying this for over 3,000 years. Lot tried to enjoy the flesh ahead of the spirit for whatever years he lived. But I'll tell you what, those years seem as nothing now in comparison to the 3,000 years that he has been with the Lord, alive and conscious since then. And so he says, these all died in faith in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 13, having not received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. See yourself as a stranger and pilgrim on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from which they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is an heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. Oh, friend, in 1 John 2:28, we find that when Christ appears, some will be ashamed and some will have confidence. These are people that saw themselves as pilgrims on this earth. Instead of being mindful of everything they left of the world, they kept their focus, they kept their mind on eternity. And as a result, that love for God, they will not be ashamed. I don't think Abraham has been ashamed for staying true to the Lord for the last 3,000 years. Now, Lot is saved. He's up there. But you know what? I think that there's been many times that he's been red-faced. Now, coming back to our text, James chapter 1, verse 12, this verse speaks of enduring. Therefore, it naturally sees that some will tend to be pessimistic and hopeless, especially in cases of calamity and tragedy. And it's in those times that it's natural to ask, why? Why is this happening? Why does God allow this? Jesus on the cross said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Now, some believe that Jesus ceased at that point being God on the cross, that the spirit of his almightiness, his deity, departed from him. And that's not the case. But always in his earthly life of his human flesh, whether it was in the wilderness or whether it was in any other situation, the Lord was there that when his body and his manhood, his humanity was tried and pushed to the limits, was there to minister to him in some way. And he was never alone. He was never abandoned of grace or mercy. Now, we may suffer great and mighty things in this life, but we'll never, ever be abandoned of the grace or mercy of God, as was Jesus. And for whatever we go through, he'll give us grace to endure it. But Jesus did not have that at his disposal that day on the cross. You can rest and be assured that Jesus Christ, the all-knowing God, knows all about you, and he'll always do what is right. There is a definite reason and purpose that it is good that we go through these trials. How so? Well, I believe that Romans chapter 8, verses 28 and 29 gives us that. He says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Now, don't ever stop at verse 28 when you're reading Romans chapter 8. Read verse 29. It's very important. Verse 29 sometimes is used by itself to talk about predestination, to say that some are predestinated to go to heaven and some are predestinated to go to hell. To do that with that verse takes it completely out of the context. And the predestination there is not speaking of going to heaven or going to hell. The predestination is for all the saved people, and they are being predestinated to be conformed to the image of His Son. And that's why Romans chapter 8, verse 28 talks about things working together for the good. There are trials, there are troubles, and there are tribulations that come into your life. But it is good because God is allowing those things to come into your life, and if you'll endure in those things, they will help conform you to the image of His Son. And we may not fully understand it in this life, but we'll definitely, completely understand it in the life to come. Hallelujah for that. Now, I hope you also know that it is a doctrine that is tied in with eschatology. Eschatology is the doctrine of last things. And the doctrine of this suffering, the doctrine of being tried, the doctrine of enduring temptation is linked with eschatology. You see, there is a rewarding stand. God will give rewards to people who endure, yea, even a crown of life. And so enduring even has to do with the doctrine of eschatology, the doctrine of last things. In this life, we bear a cross only for a while. Now, your cross may begin at a very early age. You may live to be 90, and you will have that cross your entire life. But still, it's only for a while that we bear that cross. In eternity, we wear a crown forever. Hallelujah for the cross. Oh, my friend, just think about that. You're going through a trial right now. Boy, you have a tendency to get bitter, to be angry, to snap at others, to quit your ministry in your local church, and to quit your tithing, and to quit doing what you ought to do. Oh, my friend, just see that as an attack of the devil. But also see that you're going through a trial, that you might be conformed to the image of Christ. And that working, that trial, is laying up a crown that will last forever. And it'll be so great that it'll make the sufferings of this present time not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. Now, some of you are suffering mightily. Some have suffered excruciating bodily pain, and maybe for a long time. Others, your heart has been torn inside out through family problems, maybe in your marriage, maybe with your children. Perhaps there are other maladies that come into our life and just seem to want to rip us apart. And as bad as those things seem to be, the glory of heaven is so great that in comparison of the greatness of the badness to the greatness of the glory, it'll make the greatness of the badness seem minute, insignificant. Oh, what glory when we see our Savior's face. But that's only for the righteous sufferer. However, it is sure. You suffer in righteousness. This is a sure promise. Understand, the trial comes to pass, but praise God, it doesn't come to stay. Now, let's look at the practical application of this verse. We've seen it doctrinally. We've seen cross references. We've seen word definitions. Now, let's look at the practical application of this verse. Testing will either drive you to the Lord or it will drive you away. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. 1-800-273-3471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.